So there's a lot of controversy surrounding the POCD in Fairfield. That is the plan of conservation and development. And obviously, we are in the midst of an election right now. So I don't want to get into finger pointing or specific candidates or anything like that. But I do want to understand what was really raised in the most recent Planning and Zoning Committee meeting, and that was the legality around the POCD. Joining us now to talk a little bit more about this is attorney Kathy Braun, who also is a Fairfield Town Planning and Zoning Commissioner. Kathy, welcome to the show, and thank you for sounding the alarm about this.
Hi, Melissa. Thank you so much for having me on.
Okay, so first of all, explain to people, you know, make it make sense to us. What is the importance of the plan of conservation and development?
Well, all of the 169 towns and cities in the state have to file one every 10 years. So basically, you spend about 10 years updating it. It can be done sooner, but it's a very important document because it guides the development activity in your town for the next decade. And people are concerned about overdevelopment. So I believe the way the law is written, it requires a lot of requirements for public engagement as well as public transparency, so people know what's going on as we develop, how we're going to develop our town.
Okay. And there are questions right now specifically around the legality of the most recently adopted POCD in Fairfield, correct?
I have serious questions about it for a couple of reasons, yes.
So, could you share that with us?
Sure, absolutely. So the statute is pretty clear that if the Board of Selectmen of my town does not endorse it, then it requires what I call a supermajority, a two-thirds majority of the vote on my commission, the Town Plan and Zoning Commission, to adopt it. And my commission is the only town body that has the authority to adopt it. So while the Board of Selectmen doesn't have to report to us, if they don't give us a positive endorsement, it requires more of us. And I think the policy behind that is public buy-in. They represent politically the town, and we represent the land use decision makers of the town, and we better be pretty serious if we don't have their endorsement. That's my belief of what the policy is behind that statute. There's also other requirements for notices, and I think we missed one of the notices as well.
So that became very apparent, it felt like, in the planning and zoning meeting earlier. I want to say it was this week, was this meeting. And I think that was the exact question was, did the Board of Selectmen approve this? I believe is what I don't remember the exact language. Endorse it. That was it. Did the Board of Selectmen endorse it? And the exact answer back, because I thought it was really interesting, was, well, they didn't give it a negative endorsement. Which to me wasn't a yes or a no answer. It was, well, they didn't say no to it, essentially. But it didn't seem like we got a majority endorsement either. That's what it sounded like as a just somebody watching it who's not a TPZ commissioner, but somebody who's just watching this meeting going, well, that doesn't sound definitive to me.
I agree with you 100%. We don't really know what they did. We never heard from them. And that no problem with that. They don't have to do anything. But if they don't give us an endorsement, then it takes more of us to adopt it. Because, again, this is going till 2035, potentially. This will guide my commission in passing new regulations to implement it. And this POCD process has been a little bit controversial because I'd say the vast majority of the people in our town that have spoken have been against the development focus of this document as opposed to the conservation focus. You might not know, but I'm a conservationist. I'm an environmentalist. I feel the same way. It focuses much more on development than on conservation. And I compare it to Westport because Westport has a huge section explaining how important our natural resources are, our historic assets, and I don't think our plan does that.
So again, we have attorney Kathy Braun, who also happens to be one of the commissioners for the Town Planning and Zoning Committee in Fairfield. And by the way, I have reached out certainly and would be very open to having any other commissioners, including the chair, vice chair. Certainly many of you are familiar with Alexis Harrison. She happens to be the secretary for the commission. So feel free if people want to chime in on this conversation, go for it. It's open. But again, if you're just watching the video of this most recent meeting, it was interesting, Kathy, because residents sent me the meeting and said this felt weird to me. So here's my question. My understanding is that it was a 4-3 in favor of adopting this for the commission, but did we get a 2? I'm very confused. Well, have you heard from the Board of Selectmen? Because here's the thing. I was trying to figure out, you know, have you heard from Brenda Kupchick? Have you heard from Christine Vitale? Obviously, I don't know if they would have adopted this before the late Bill Gerber lost his life.
Correct.
But I'm not sure if this would have been done, because right now we don't even have a full board. Would this have been done before or after Bill Gerber?
You know, and it's so sad. I really loved Bill Gerber.
I did too.
So we've been in a little bit, you know, with the Board of Selectmen. It's been in flux a little bit for the last few months because of that tragedy.
Sure.
So that could be one reason. It could be inadvertent. It could be, I don't know. But again, there was no rush for us to try to approve this. I know that the majority of my commission wanted to get it approved before the election this year, so the same commissioners would vote. But that, to me, doesn't even make sense either, because there's probably a dozen other commissioners over the last 5 years or 6 years that worked on this document. So there's no part of authorship. You know, it's a commission document. It doesn't matter if you're on it or somebody else is on it or was on it 2 years ago. So I don't think we had to rush it. Ours was not due until next year, November of 2026. The state of Connecticut, you have to file it with the state, so they keep an inventory. And if you don't file it, if you don't update it in 10 years, you could be at risk for not getting funding from state discretionary funding. So that's another reason it's very important we do it the right way. I want to represent our community. I want to know that we have buy-in. I want to know that we've had enough votes. And I don't think we did. We had 4-3, which is a simple majority, but I think we needed 5-2. And I believe we also missed a deadline. We were supposed to post it and notify other town bodies like the Board of Selectmen 65 days before we held a 1 mandatory public hearing. And we did not do that, I don't believe. So I've also asked our staff to check into that. And that came up last night at our zoning meeting in the first few minutes when we were discussing. I had put in another request for more information so we could verify whether we had adequate notice requirements before our public hearing. Because the public hearing is very important. We want to hear from the public on this.
So I'm curious, in this process, and again, Kathy Braun is here, who's one of the commissioners for TPZ in Fairfield. Have you requested the Board of Selectmen to review this?
I have not personally. Our staff has been historically our liaison, and I don't. We were informed a couple weeks ago that the Board of Selectmen has looked at it or talked about it 2 or 3 times over the last couple of years. But again, we've got nothing in writing, and I don't feel like going through all the agendas for the last 2 years to figure it out. But we certainly have gotten nothing from them. So that's something that our staff is looking into. And I've also asked her to look into all the notices we were required to do, because this is also supposed to go to MetroCog, which is like, I'm getting too granular here, but that's the Regional Council of Governments. They're supposed to give us a report, although they can't force a supermajority if they don't. And there's another one, the Harbor Management Commission, which runs Southport Harbor, which is a critically important asset and resource of our town. They're supposed to give us a report. And they gave us a report that was a little bit on the critical side. If they give us a negative report, that could also force a supermajority, in my opinion. So there's a whole number of things out there that are supposed to make sure we have engagement of a broad base of our town, and that we have enough votes to make sure we reflect what the town wants.
Okay. Kathy, I appreciate you telling me this. To be fair, I really do need to talk to more people and get a full picture of this. So as I mentioned, I have reached out to several people, including the Board of Selectmen. I think it's probably time to have Christine Vitale on to talk about this. And certainly get more feedback and understanding on this. So I appreciate you bringing this to me, and let me see what else I can find out and talk more about this. As I've mentioned, I've also reached out to commissioners for the town's planning and zoning to get, you know, a better understanding of this as well. And that includes I would be absolutely open to talking to the chair, vice chair, to talk more about this. So again, Kathy, thank you for the work that you do and for reaching out to us. And we will continue to follow the story very closely here on the show.